We have been waiting. We have been waiting for this half hour. And I'm going to say, Dan, go ahead. You go first. You go first. You introduce our very special guest who we've already met and had a very successful half hour with the last time he was here. And I'll tell you something right now. As you said earlier, I think corporate leaders, I never realized it till I met our special guest, corporate leaders, what he's doing for them. And I say for them because, you know, they're in a different world from the average person that is working for them. And I never knew something like this existed.
Well, let's begin. And joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Mark Corbin, WB Lux. Mark, first of all, for people who might have missed the first interview or didn't go online to listen to the interview, explain to our audience what WB Lux is all about.
Well, mainly, Dan, in the coaching world, it's just like any coach within a sports team. If you want to be a better sports team and learn your skill, you need a coach to direct you and tell you some things you might not know, give you the little tips and tricks and so on and so forth. And within the business world, well, you think a sports team is complicated. A business is times a thousand. And there's so many little things that you may or may not know. And of course, a business owner goes into business because they have a passion for what they do. And because they have a passion, they think they may know everything or have to know everything. And it's impossible. It's okay. You don't need to know everything. That's why coaches exist. And some of the most successful companies in the country all have coaches. You talk to everybody and they'll tell you. And I don't say that to puff myself up in any way, shape, or form. You can hire anybody. It doesn't have to be us. But you should get a coach for what you're about to do. I have a rule of thumb, and I tell everybody, don't ever do anything for the first time without counsel. And I think that in my personal life. I think that in my business life. And I say the same thing to everybody. Get a coach.
And I'll tell you something. When I first met you, and we first did the first interview, and I had never heard of somebody doing what you do. You know, we just do, Dan does what he does, I do what I do, but you listen and you participate and you say, you know something, he hit on something here, and it comes back to you. And I gotta tell you, the day that we first met, okay, and we were in the other room, not on the air, that came back to me 2, 3, 4 days later, these particular ideas and things.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny.
So it does work.
It does. And it's funny. I can show people within a few minutes some little tips and tricks of how to communicate in a better way, how to mirror whoever it is they're talking to. And most of these things, you do them every day. You just don't know you do them. And I just accentuate that. And I bring it to the surface and say, listen, if you're talking to someone and they're doing this, well, it's probably best you do that. And you relate better, you communicate better, you get along better, you work better together. There's all kinds of different things that are involved.
Our Dan and myself, you know us pretty well.
We took a test now. So tell the audience that yeah. At your suggestion, yeah. We went online and took a test.
Yeah. Are we different?
You sure you want the public to get all the dirt on you?
Absolutely. Okay. Lay it out there.
Speak for yourself, Brett.
But are we different?
You are different. Yeah. You have some similarities, which is a very good thing, but you have some differences, which is also a very good thing. Especially when you work closer than a married couple.
That's right.
So, you know, it's important that we know these things. And so I want to lay it out on the table first that there are four aspects to really getting to know who it is you're working with or what about them. And that is the personality profile, which is what we're going to go through this morning. The motivating behaviors, their motivations, their behaviors, and their love languages. Those four things are what you need to really know somebody. We're just going to go through the personality this morning and show you how you're wired naturally. I heard you, Brad, I heard you earlier talk about being wired. And that's not with caffeine, you know what I'm talking about. So so we're going to talk about how you're wired and your characteristics, okay? So
And this is off of the
results. This is off of the analysis, that you took.
And what was the official terminology so people know what we actually went online?
Yeah. It's a profile analysis.
Profile analysis. Yeah. But is it sponsored by anybody? Okay.
No.
Because there are some people out there who think we went online and took a test that is administered by employers, but that's not what we took.
That's not true.
Okay. That is not true.
Not at all.
No, this test does not exist anywhere beyond for what I've sent you.
All right.
Yeah. So now this is an 11-page report. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to read a small snippet of you, Brad, because you volunteered to go, or Dan volunteered you to go first.
Yes, he did.
So I'm going to read it real quick. It says, Brad usually develops strong attachments for his work group and family. Once Brad has come to a decision, others may find it difficult to change his mind. If changes are inevitable and he sees enough benefits, they will be made. He looks to people for support and inner satisfaction as a way to reach his personal goals. He wants challenging assignments that can be followed through to completion. He prefers work of a technical nature. Brad requires many good reasons as well as the benefits involved before agreeing to make changes. At times, he can be quite skeptical. Others may misinterpret this strength as a negative one, but he is only seeking needing data. Outwardly, he may appear to be totally accepting of others. He may, however, have deep convictions that are not apparent to others. When challenged, he becomes more objective. Brad likes to start and finish activities. Others who work with him know they can depend on him. He likes to win through persistence. He uses his strong, steady tendencies to accomplish his goals. Okay? Brad often thinks over major decisions before acting. Once he makes a decision, he can be organized in carrying it out. He prefers to plan his work and work his plan. Others may find it refreshing to have him on their team. He finds making decisions easier when he knows that others he respects are doing the same thing. He then has a feeling of stability and family. Brad can be sensitive to the feelings of others and is able to display real empathy for those who are experiencing difficulties. Once he has arrived at a decision, he could be tough-minded and unbending. He has made his decision after gathering much data, and he probably won't want to repeat the process. Logic is important when trying to influence him. He pays more attention to logic than emotional hype. He uses logic to assist him in decision-making. This tendency is helpful to others in his group. It goes on from there. Those are your general characteristics. In your behavior, your motivation, as we talked about earlier, about, you know, why you get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
We also talked about natural and adapted styles. Natural is how you're born, how you're wired. Adapted is when you come to work, you become what? Many people change a lot when they come to work. But for us, you want your natural and adapted styles to be nearly the same thing. Because then you're not trying too hard. Well, now, if I could show the public this, Brad's natural and adapted styles are the same thing. So you don't change at all when you come to work. Who you are naturally is who you are at work. So, and on our scale, you are considered a supporter. You're a support to any group that you're working with. Does that make sense?
You know, Mark, this is very fascinating. And we're talking with Mark Corbin, WB Lux, because we all know that Brad's favorite president was Ronald Reagan. And what they used to say about Reagan was, what you see is what you get. In other words, Reagan was like that at home, the way you saw him in public. And essentially what you're saying is this analysis is the same with Brad. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, I feel the same when I get up, when I come in. And I never thought of it that way, but this is who I am.
Yeah. And essentially in the workplace, the people who own the company, they want employees to be doing what they're naturally wired to do. They're going to have more fun with it. They're going to be more productive. They're going to think outside the box. It's a win-win. But more people need to take time to find out who those people are. That's the point of all this.
Okay.
Wow. Well, what about Dan?
All right, Dan, you're up.
Uh-oh.
Yours is pretty good.
No.
Okay.
I get along good with them.
That's it. Okay, so Dan looks to people for support and inner satisfaction as a way to reach his personal goals. He is family-oriented. He may go to great lengths to ensure the happiness of his personal or work family. He is good at concentrating in order to listen and learn. He's not easily distracted by peripheral activity. He tends to be incisive and analytical. Dan is usually steady, easygoing, and relaxed. He may have difficulty sharing his feelings if it may disturb his relationship. When the time is right, Dan can stand up aggressively for what he believes. He can be discreet and sociable as called for by the situation. Loyalty and being a team player are usually his goals. He is a good, steady, dependable team member. He needs time for some study and analysis, particularly when doing new or challenging assignments. This allows him to adjust to the changing environment. Dan may be reluctant to initiate new approaches to doing things. If he is shown the benefits, he will consider new procedures. When challenged, he can become objective, searching hard for facts and figures. This may be his way of defending his decisions. He tries to use balanced judgment. He is the person who brings stability to the entire team. He finds making decisions easier when he knows that others he respects are doing the same thing. He then has a feeling of stability and also family. Once he makes a decision, he can be organized carrying it out. He tends to make decisions based on experiences. He prefers the tried and true. He is persistent and persevering in his approach to achieving goals. He may tend to fight for his beliefs, for those things he feels passionate about. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does, yes.
All right. Yeah. It does to me, too. That's right. The way he is.
So
you're going to page two, though. What's on page two?
So when we talk about your motivators,
okay.
Again, we want you to be both your natural and adaptive styles to be in the same area. And they're dead in the same segment.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
Wow.
And of course, Dan, you could see that you're a coordinator by nature.
Yeah.
You like things together and maybe task lists. If you remember when we first met.
That's right.
I said that you and Brad both had a very sensitive side, but you had a little bit more of an analytical side to you, more of that cautious, right. No surprises type thing.
He does.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't.
Correct. That's right. Yeah, you're more, let's just go get him. Who cares? You know, plan's good, but, you know,
right.
Let's just do this thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is it. Yes.
Now, we could do a whole lot more with this,
right.
Okay? And for companies that want to spend the time, we really spend time with them. You know, we sign contracts for 6 months, a year, 2 years, and we walk them through the whole process. We hire people for them. We show them how to hire. When you hire the wrong person, you know how much it costs to hire the wrong person? Mm-hmm. It costs about that person's first year salary.
Because companies are making an investment in that individual.
That's correct. That's right. And when you got to fire them, it's a detriment to the company. And, you know, I can't encourage people.
So what you do, Mark, again, for our audience, and we're running out of time during this segment, but we can start and then continue afterwards. You also help companies as far as the hiring of an employee?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when we get a call from a company and they say, gosh, you know, we're working really hard. It just doesn't seem like our profits are where they need to be. And it's a struggle to get people to, you know, show up for work or just continue to do the right job. And what they're really saying is that I need to hire someone who likes what they do, will do it completely, and come in every day for work. That's all I want.
Right.
And because the people they're hiring.
And there are problems like that?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to give you an illustration, actually, when we come back. And I'll hit you with it on the air because I'd like to get your reaction. It happened not too long ago in an adjacent state. And it's a fascinating story because it's not the first time it's happened. It's somewhat rare. But these things do occur. So when we come back, we're coming up on a hard break.
Too.
Brad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't you glad you came in?
Yeah. Fire them away. Yeah. but these reports are very simple.
Okay.
And it's very easy
it's
to
amazing
go.
What you do. No. Seriously. It really is amazing.
It is.
And they need more of this out in the world today.
Well, we're going to hit Mark with a couple of illustrations in just a moment. Mark Corbin joining us, WB Lux and Company. And Mark, the illustration I wanted to give you about a month or so ago, the University of Massachusetts was in search of a Division I men's basketball coach, and that's a big job. Normally, when a school looks for a new coach in that capacity, they hire perhaps a search firm, or they absolutely have an extensive vetting process. They get the whole athletic department involved, and that's what they did in this case. So they hire the coach. They bring him up, introduce him. They're about to introduce him at a news conference to the public. A half hour before the news conference, he backs out of the job. Now, what could have gone wrong? How could something like that happen where you've gone through the whole gamut, you're going to introduce him, he's all set to go, and a half hour before the news conference, he backs out?
Well, you know, there's an unknown element of some people's lives. I'm going to venture out and say all people's lives have stuff in it. And some people's lives are a mess. And, you know, there's a lot you don't know about some people. And there's that unknown element that his life was falling apart underneath, and you don't know that. That's a very, very good possibility. There are many, many, many people that I meet all the time that as soon as I meet that person, I know there's something going on in their personal life that's messing up their business. And I got to call them out on it. And sometimes it's not pretty. Mm-hmm. And, but that kind of thing I could read.
Right.
So.
Could it have been change? I mean, he was moving to a different part of the country. Did it suddenly hit him that, oh my goodness, a change? I can't do it.
But would he do it though at that last minute?
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, especially with that kind of public, position, it just brings you to a place where I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And obviously there was some fallout, and it's going to affect his occupational life in a big way. But there must have been, you know, fear is an incredible thing. Fear is a huge motivator, and it will overcome many things in your life. There are many things you won't do because the fear is greater than that thing.
Wow.
And, you know, the fear in his life must have been so huge that I would love to talk to him personally.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because when someone has a fear that big, it's
and all, it was fear.
It's all encompassing. I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Brad, I know you had a question.
No. This is.
But this is. I'll tell you. This is exactly why the university should have gotten a mediator to come in and interview that person.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having the board or whoever it is they used at the university,
right.
They should have brought in an unbiased mediator to go through that, because they would have looked at it with different eyes. The board was biased. They were, you know, looking at, you know, many times, we've done these statistics over and over and over again. And many bosses, we'll call the board at the university
boss.
As boss.
Okay.
Many times, you hire someone that you only want to see through your own eyes, mm-hmm. or who is most similar to you. Okay, happens over and over. So you're a little too biased. So many companies bring WB Lux in and say, "Listen, we need some help going through this." And we go through it a whole different way. And the success rate in the hirees, you know, it's not 100%, but it's in the 80s%.
Well, and it goes back to what you said before. These companies make an investment in hiring an individual. I mean,
yeah,
this is a big
absolutely.
Investment we're talking about, right?
Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the average income in America is $42,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure, you make the wrong hire,
right?
That's enough to put somebody out of business.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, let's give his number loud and clear. Because no question.
Right.
I
yes.
mean, Dan, I'm not
yeah.
doing
oh,
this because
no,
they're sponsors. I'm doing it because there's no question. There's no question this hits home. I'm just telling you, the first time I met him, today especially, I mean, right on the mark. Right on the mark. And you know something? And looking at you, because we've known each other for 20 years.
That's right.
He was right on the mark.
Yes, he was.
Because that's what you are. You are very, I'm not. You are. But we get along.
There it is.
Yep.
Like you always say, Brad, he nailed it. How can people get in touch?
Well, there's two different ways. You can call the 800 number, which is our office. That's the most successful way. And that's 800-497-0927.
800-497-0927. You can call that number, and everything is private, and everything you talk and make your appointment.
You get a real person.
Yep.
And you make the appointment, and someone from the company will come out and talk. Or you can go to our website, right, which is wblux.com.
wblux.com. L-U-X-E, right? Or is it?
L-U-X-E. That's correct.
L-U-X-E.
Yes.
Okay. We're out of time, Brad.
I know.
Where'd the time go?
That was the quickest
hour.
Man, that's okay. This is going to, and I'm telling you, my dear friends, you got to call. You got to sit down seriously.
For the sake of your business.
Yes,
seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you'll know who you're getting.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.